Well, that was Zorba's Dance by Theodorakis, performed on the bouzouki right here on the jukebox. Welcome to the show. I'm Daniel Vnukovsky, and I have a very special guest, an internationally renowned award-winning guitarist. That is Pavlo, recording artist, performer, songwriter. He's getting ready for a concert tonight at Meaford Hall. That is 7:30 p.m., and I'm delighted to welcome him to our jukebox this morning. Welcome, Pavlo.
Opa, how are you?
Opa! Pavlo, it's so great to have you on the line. We're even more excited to welcome you up here in our neck of the woods. I broadcast from Collingwood, just a short drive away from Meaford. And how do you feel before this concert? A blend of Greek, flamenco, Latin, Balkan flavors.
Yeah, I can't wait. Honestly, we're on a North American-wide tour, and I haven't been up in this area for a long time. So we're bringing the whole Anshlong with us. I've got a very special guest with us from Greece that plays the upright lira, upright violin. It's going to be a fantastic night.
Fantastic. And tell us a little bit about the programming. What do you have planned?
Yeah, I'll be playing music off of all my albums. I've released 17 albums over the years. So I'll be playing stuff from the first album right to the new album. A lot of people know me from my PBS specials on television, so I'll be playing a lot of the songs that were highlighted on those shows.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just a gamut of music, you know. I'm going to try to put 30 years into 2 hours.
Oh, wow. 30 years. And what an incredible career it's been. You grew up in Greece. You spent your summers there. There's something special about the island of Santorini, which was the focus of that PBC concert special you mentioned. So you're bringing us some Greek sunshine to this event.
Yeah, I've been very blessed. You know, I mean, my music is obviously it's a combination of flamenco, Latin, Greek rhythms and melodies. And, you know, to fast forward to today, where I'm still able to travel around the world and spread my music, I feel blessed. I honestly pinch myself every single morning that people show up to see me play. It's incredible.
Wow.
You can't take it for granted. You know, you really can't.
Right, right. Now, at what point did you kind of feel that this is Pavlo, this is my unique signature sound? I love your story of being turned down by record label executives back in the 90s. They said, it's too ethnic, or there's no market for this kind of music. It almost kind of reminds me of the Beatles being turned down by Decca. And then at what point did you decide, you know, I'm going to create something original. This is my own stuff. And I'm ready to show it to the world.
Yeah, you know, in the late 90s when I was trying to get a record deal and I couldn't, and I just self-released it, the proof was in the pudding. I mean, In 1 year I had a gold record on my hands. I couldn't believe it.
Wow,
you know?
That didn't take long.
Yeah, and then the second year, Fantasia was my second album, and that is almost platinum. So I knew I had something, but the most important thing to me is I knew that the audiences were loving the music. Maybe the record executives didn't understand it, but it didn't matter. Yeah. I mean, really, I just wanted to go to the audience anyway. So it really was a blessing in disguise, you know, to be able to release everything under my own label. So it's really worked out well for me.
Well, you climbed up right to the Juno nomination for Fantasia, Billboard Top 10 Gold Album. So congrats on all your great work. And I noticed that you have a little signature you leave at your events as well, with your motto that the world needs more guitars.
The world needs more guitars, and I'm doing my part.
Well, is this true? You give away a guitar that you perform to a random member of the audience?
Yeah, every night's a different adventure, and basically the guitar that I play on stage, I give to someone in the audience. You know, I'm just trying to spread, you know, musical instruments, in my case, the guitar. I mean, thank God I don't play piano. That would be difficult to get.
Right. But
a guitar is very easy to do so, and it thrills me to watch people walk away with the guitar, you know?
Amazing.
That's why, in the end, you know, they've said my music is Mediterranean style, flamenco, Latin. I call it feel-good music. My music is
feel-good music.
That's it. That's the genre that I love, because that's really what it's about. It's about putting a positive energy and making people uplifted, you know? That makes me feel like I've done something good in my life, you know, when I see people happy leaving the shows, you know?
Amazing. Well, good luck on the show tonight. Get your tickets at meafordhall.ca, meafordhall.ca. It starts 7:30 p.m. today at Meaford Hall Arts and Cultural Center. Check it out tonight. Good luck, Pavlo, to you and your crew. Hope you have a great show ahead, and we look forward to connecting again soon.
Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing everyone at the venue. It's going to be a fantastic evening.
Sounds like it. All right. Good luck with your rehearsal. You have some work to do ahead, so we'll connect again. Take care.
Thank you.
And now for a little more feel-good music vibe, this is Gaspar Zonta's Canarios with Alexander Lagoya.